Thai police say over 3,500 people have perished in the largely Muslim southern border provinces since the insurgency began. The first big attack in the insurgency was a raid on an army depot on January 4, 2004. The insurgents target public officials, teachers, Buddhist monks and other civilians. Drive-by shootings occur regularly, there are frequent roadside bombings, and many victims are snatched and beheaded. Human rights groups also accuse the army of rights abuses, including extrajudicial killings and forced disappearances of suspected militants. Rights activists say the government's reliance on paramilitary groups increases the problem. However, last year, new tactics and increased troop numbers allowed the military to reduce insurgent attacks on civilians. Sunay Pasuk with Human Rights Watch warns that progress may not last.
There is no guarantee that this short-term success can be translated into a lasting peace at all, because the alienation is still out there widespread among ethnic Muslims towards Thai authority. Suspicions and fear are still the rule on the ground, that they don't see Thai authority as friends, they see Thai authority as enemies. This building remains unchanged.
Thailand's population is overwhelmingly Buddhist, but Muslim communities dominate the three southernmost provinces. They make up one of the poorest areas in the country, and Muslims have long accused the government of discrimination. Intelligence sources have told VOA that the insurgents, a shadowy collection of groups that have yet to make clear demands, may be shifting tactics. Now they use increasingly sophisticated car bombs. Human Rights Watch's Sunay says that trend is of particular concern.
There is now across the board assessment of more car bombs will be used this year. It will be a very specific attack which will cause rather large number of casualties. This is the trend which has emerged since the last quarter of 2008, and we fear that the trend will become more prominent in 2009.
For nearly 3 years, Thailand's political scene has been in upheaval. The country is on its fifth prime minister since 2006, which means the government has been largely distracted from dealing with the insurgency. As a result, the military has largely set policy and planned operations alone. Prime Minister Apisit Vejachiva, who took office last month, vows to improve the judicial system in the south. But analysts say he may face a tough time if the military opposes his goal of increasing civilian control in the region and reducing the government's reliance on the military to keep the peace. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.